All right, we just almost finished up preparation. Still got a little bit more to go tomorrow and today for the Washington. And we've had a good week of practice. Today we had Alex and his grandpa John here and handed him a couple game balls. So it was, I think, fun for them. So, questions?
Everybody looking pretty good as far as injuries and that Robinson, Jabari Price.
Should be good to go.
Do you feel pretty good, obviously? I mean, other than the guys who are out long term, you look like a pretty healthy ball club now.
We're starting to get healthier, yeah. Yeah, you know, we've obviously lost some guys for the year, but the guys who are nicked up, we're starting to get healthier.
Mike, whether it's rule changes or more advanced offenses, better quarterbacks these days, do you think it's easier for teams to come back with less time, you know, late in games?
I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on that just because I think, you know, there's a lot of good players on offense too, and you know.
In two-minute defenses changed all over the last few years?
Not really. I mean, I think that I think each game is a little bit different. Who you're playing is a little bit different. The situation, the score of the game, I mean, all those things are always different. Time on the clock, timeouts, you know, sometimes you play a little softer and sometimes you play a little more aggressive depending on who you're playing. And I mean, there's just so many different variables. You know, you might have to protect against a certain receiver. I mean, just so many different ways to look at it.
Is McKinnon ready to be a 20-carry type per game back, or are you still committed to more of the two-back system?
I think we'll still continue to have two backs. You know, I think Jarek is doing a good job. I don't think that we want to get him beat up either.
Rhodes, how do you encourage his aggressiveness while trying to make sure he's not too aggressive past that line of scrimmage?
Well, the good part is that he's challenging receivers and contesting catches for the most part. You know, there's some technique things that we need to work on with him, and you know, we addressed it again this week, so we'll see. He's still a young developing player that, you know, really didn't, from what I understand, didn't play much last year. And, you know, I think he's learning a lot about the scheme and the techniques that we play and things. So he'll continue to learn, and I would anticipate throughout the course of the season he'll continue to learn.
Is he still going through that learning curve with the press techniques? He was more of an off corner last year.
Yeah, I don't know what he was last year, but, you know, the way we play press is a little bit different. And but it's not just the press technique. It's all of the variables that go into playing that position. The splits of the receivers, the formation, the when there's a number two close to you or a number three. Or I mean, there's so many different variables that it just takes guys a little while to. I mean, if it was just the press technique and they just lined up out there in one on one, it wouldn't be that hard. But all the other things combined. Start to make and you know we play more than one coverage, obviously, so I think all those things will continue to he'll continue to learn throughout the course of the season.
It takes a corner to kind of figure everything out in the NFL.
It's really hard to say. I'm just thinking back at some of the young corners that I had. And guys develop at different times as well, but the ones when they do get it, you know, then the game becomes really simple for them, at least the way we try to do it. It's hard. Now, it's one of the hardest jobs there is, what we ask them to do, but it's simple as far as once you understand the game, it slows the game down quite a bit, I think. But it takes a long time to understand all those things. And we, you know, The guys were joking the other day that if the DBs have bad practice, the team has a bad practice. So, and if the offense has a bad practice, the team has a bad practice. So it's, you know, I spend a lot of time with those guys.
Do you spend coaching, you know, the art of stripping the ball and sort of the fine line between trying to get it out and being sure you make the tackle?
Yeah, well, we're going to make sure we make the tackle first. That's the number one thing. And then we work on stripping the football as well. But it's – I don't want to be a football team that tries to strip balls and miss tackles. We want to be a – the good defensive teams are sound fundamentally. They're great tackling teams. And then usually you're getting a lot of – fumbles because you're in the right place and you're hitting people, and you know, you get some stripping obviously, but that's really not what we're about.
At what point this week did you sort of flip the script from preparing for two quarterbacks to maybe concentrating on RG3?
Well, we've been I guess it was yesterday before practice a little bit more.
With his speed, how much does DeSean Jackson stress a defense? I mean, he might be one of the fastest guys in the league.
Stresses it a lot. He's got great speed, great quickness, great acceleration. So, yeah, he's stressful.
You plan on making a roster move with Chandler, placing him on IR at all? Or
I don't know yet.
Too early.
Did you have some guys in working out today?
We do.
Anybody you care to mention? David Yankee hasn't been active for a game yet this year. I know a couple weeks ago, you know, Wentworth was active. How's his progress? And basically, I guess, what has he got to do to get active for a game?
He's got to get stronger. He's got to get stronger.
Is that pretty much it? I mean, how's his technique?
He's doing okay with the technique and understanding. He's got to get stronger. He's got to be more stout in the areas where he needs to be. Good, thank you.